Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the Rascals bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my book, my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com, and that's with the number three. Steve Martin's our guest, our good friend, longtime 20-year member of our Brain Trust. We're talking about how to turn a customer complaint into gold, solid gold you can put on the bottom line and take to the bank and then spend it. Steve, thanks again for being here. He's the author of several books, folks, on how to be profitable, including Creative Approaches to Development, a Cost-Effective Organization, Instant Profits. It doesn't get any better than that, right? Could you use some instant profits? Well, that's what we're talking about right now, isn't it, Steve?
It sure is, Jim. And you know what? I think part of the challenge is that we don't hear about complaints until they actually become complaints.
Mm-hmm.
I think a smart business owner, and I don't care what business you're in, but a smart business owner keeps his or her ear to the ground and is proactive in communicating with their clients. They don't wait until the job's done. They'll check in and say, how are things going? You know, I promised to do this, that, and the other thing, and we're on track. So from my perspective, everything's good. What about from yours? Are we meeting your needs? What else is on your mind? And literally asking the question. And you know what? That takes a certain amount of bravery and courage. It also takes some training and the willingness. What are you seeing out there in the marketplace?
Well, you know, that's the thing. I like the fact that you use the word courage. It takes courage on both sides, doesn't it? I mean, think about this. If a customer has a complaint, most people don't really want to talk about things like that. Most people, they don't want to hurt your feelings, but they're saying, you know, I'll give you, in my particular case, if I don't have a good experience, I approach it as a business owner. And I say, okay, if this were me, I'd want to know about that. And so I tell the business owner, look, I'm a business owner too. And if my phone were being answered like your phone, I'd want to know about it, and I wouldn't be happy about it. So you see what I mean? Whenever I approach somebody, I try to do it from that standpoint. That's the reason why I rarely, whenever I have a complaint, which I don't do a lot of this, but whenever I do have a problem, I usually don't talk to the person I'm dealing with. I ask them for the manager.
Yeah, because the manager is the person who's in charge of all of that training
right.
and planning that's gone into doing the work that's being done for you.
I do something else, Steve, a lot of people probably don't do. If I've had a good experience, I also ask for the manager. And of course, he just freaks the employee out, you know. And I say, don't worry, just give me the manager. And the manager will come over and I say, Jesse did a good job. And then I leave. You know, I mean, I give them both kinds of feedback.
And that's critical. And the challenge, though, is, Jim, I think you're exceptional from the standpoint of actually giving feedback of any kind, positive and or negative. So business owners have to be proactive in terms of actually finding out what's going on. And if you're delivering a service that occurs over a period of time, I think it's incumbent upon you as that manager, business owner, to actually reach out to the customer and check in with them. And you don't have to ask, how are things going? You can just say, looks like we're on track. You know, anything that invites a conversation to open the door for them to say what's on their mind.
Well, another thing
that easy, I think.
Another thing that you talk about a lot, Steve, is this perennial human challenge that we have, and that's the inability to listen. And when I think about listening, you know, obviously if somebody says, hey, Blasingame, I didn't have a good experience, obviously you should listen to that. But you also have to try to listen for clues, for cues that don't sound as overt as that, right?
Absolutely. You just don't know what's going on. Someone may bring up a point about what you're doing for them, and it doesn't seem quite right, but you don't know what the situation is. The best thing to do is ask, well, tell me more.
What if they're, how about this? If they're not, how about this, Steve, if they're not smiling when they leave your business? How about when they give you their money, if they're not smiling, just say, just ask them, did we do a good job today? I mean, how hard is that, Steve? Did we do a good job today?
Well, it's hard from the standpoint that we're afraid to hear the answer.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We've got to have that courage, and we've got to be proactive in terms of reaching out.
So let's talk about
you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, even before you get a job with a customer, recognize that you're probably taking business away from somebody else. You can ask the simple question is, what will it take to make you happy? What are you really looking for in this job? And just listen. And maybe you'll have to ask, well, tell me more. Because that opens the door then to understanding where their challenging experience may have been before.
Well, that's exactly right. This listening thing is something that you also need to train your employees to do. And they need to know that if they uncover a problem that they are associated with, that they're not going to get in trouble if they follow it through with the customer, even if it gets to the manager, right? They need to know that it's more important that we find out if a customer has a problem than it is for the employee to worry they're going to get in trouble.
That's very, very good, Jim.
We have to train our people to that, folks. They have to believe you're going to redeem them, that you're going to say, what did we learn? Not, you're fired. Tintel, right back with Steve Martin. See you guys.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.